You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. We're very happy to be here. My name is Paul.
Yes, we are, and my name is Rob, and this is episode number 576. Really happy that you're spending a few minutes of your day with us. It means a lot to us.
It does mean a lot to us, and we hope to provide you value in order to continue our freedoms to fly.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
That is right. We don't want to be like Canada, although I like Canada. Great people. Although it is very clear that all the rednecks work at Border Patrol in Canada, which I didn't think there were rednecks in Canada.
Speaking of Canada, did you get the email that I sent you that came from one of our new members who's from Canada, just talking about some of the new rules up there and
yes.
how you can't fly around animals? And
yes.
I mean, Marianne, shout out. How are you? She was telling us about this, and they have a farm. They're farmers up in Canada. And she's afraid to fly on her own farm because there might be animals that she's flying within this certain distance from and theoretically could get in trouble. It's insane.
It's her property. I mean, I know she's not in America, so she doesn't have the same like property rights. But in a... so, I don't want to be like Canada and lose our rights to fly.
So how to get Paul worked up?
Well, here's
Lesson
the thing.
Lesson one.
Here's the thing. If you're not commercial... what Canada has done is flip the American system. So it used to be really easy to fly in Canada, like America, for hobbyists, and then they just flipped it on its head.
Well, to get this, so this person in Canada, whoever the main guy is, has said, if you see somebody flying, quote unquote, illegally, call 911.
Really?
Yeah. And all the policemen are saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Do not call 911 because you see a drone.
Yeah.
But I mean, what? Come on.
That's regulators.
Who is this?
That's someone who sits in there, you know, on their hill and makes a decision and thinks that the people who actually protect society are going to give a damn, and they don't.
How does that work? Does he have a friend who has just gotten into his ear and convinced him how evil drones are? I mean, he obviously has not researched.
I believe we call
the
it
industry.
Ignorance.
Apparently. I mean,
but,
if not clearly.
But again, this is for hobbyists. So, I mean, like, how...
No, I think it's commercially as well.
No.
According to her.
No. I have everything right here. Canada, commercial. When flying a UAV, non-recreational drone in Canada, you must follow the rules in the Canadian Aviation Regulation Section 602.41, unmanned air vehicles. Respect the criminal code, your provincial trespassing act, as well as all applicable municipal, provincial, and territorial laws that apply. So again, Canada's system is like flipped, is like America upside down. When flying a model aircraft recreational drone in Canada, you must follow the rules of the interim order respecting the use of model aircraft. Transport Canada inspectors investigate reports of unsafe and illegal drone use. We may involve local police if other laws have been broken. You could face serious consequences, including up to $25,000 in fines or jail time, if you put an aircraft at risk, fly where you're not allowed to, or endanger someone's safety.
Fly where you're not allowed to. That's a pretty vague statement.
If you fly commercially, so if you fly a UAV without an SFOC, SFOC is a special, I forget what it stands for. Sam didn't put it in here. We can fine you up to $5,000 a person or $25,000 for a corporation. If you get an SFOC and don't follow the requirements, you could be fined $3,000 or $15,000 for a corporation. So I just filed for two SFOCs, by the way. Rob.
What was the number of the act that you just referenced on that?
602.41.
Yeah, because there's this interim order respecting the use of model aircraft.
That's hobbyists. Yep, that's in here too.
Okay.
By the way, what am I looking at, everyone? We have this new spreadsheet with all the laws from across the world. It is being integrated. In fact, I need to bring this up to Tim. It is being integrated into our new website.
Anyways, we actually do have a question today, Paul.
Well, you might as well play the question.
All right, let's do it.
Yes, hello. My name is Jerry Fletcher from Lubbock, Texas. I got a question for you concerning the Part 107 licensing. I've got a Part 61 commercial pilot's license, but I'm not current, and I haven't had a biennial flight review in quite some time. But I wanted to get to my 107 rating added to that. Is it required that I have to be current in my Part 61 license in order to get the rating? Or can I just take the standard basic knowledge test for all new pilots for the 107? Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jerry. Thank you so much for the question. Appreciate it. Guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. So Jerry has a Part 61, but it's not current.
Not current.
He hasn't done his testing in the last
couple
years.
Not current means no PowerPoint for you, Jerry. So I say no PowerPoint because all Part 61 pilots are able to get their RPIC certificate online through the IACRA system, but also through the FAA's portal. And it is literally a freaking PowerPoint that as long as you can take the test at the end and get a 100%, now you're okay to fly, Rob, and you know everything that there is to know about drones, man.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yes, if you spend the couple grand or whatever it is to be current in your in-flight review on your pilot's license, which most people find that paying $150 to just take the RPIC certificate is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, so defined by 107 to be current, which he alluded to is flight review in accordance with Part 61 within the previous 24 calendar months. He said that he has not done that.
That means
definitely going to be clear that he should just do the 107, the full 107.
Yeah, I agree. But I will say, like, on this whole PowerPoint thing, I would really love to... Earl, if you're listening, I would really love to see the FAA change the requirements in getting another certificate because the flight structure, maneuverability, flight services, controllability, everything with the drone is different than an airplane or a helicopter, period. And there are more accidents that I personally see with manned pilots who have too much confidence going into drones, crashing drones, then I see crashes with anything else. So it's just a level of confidence like, hey, I've been flying, you know, Airbus 319s for 20 years. I should know how to fly a drone. No, you don't know how to fly a drone. Sorry. Get it out of your head. Just be open to learn. It's so much more fun that way. And no one likes a maverick. That's all
I gotta say. Well, in fact, my 14-year-old who plays video games periodically could probably fly better than someone who's flown a jet.
Statistically speaking, if we go to, according to the Air Force, I forget the name of the report. It was like the Air Force Employability Recognition Report or something about hiring drone pilots and how they found the best pilots possible. And the best pilots possible were kids who had extensive experience in first-person shooter video games.
Yeah.
So I bet your kid probably would be better than those guys.
Yeah.
And besides, you're not flying a yoke. You are flying flying two sticks. It's totally different. Right. You know, it's put your phone away, dude. That thing is blowing up. Anyway, Rob gets to be the famous one today. It looks like, anyway, that being said, I just want to say to all you pilots who, if you are Part 61, and you go for your 107, please just take the time to really learn how to intricately fly. Please, 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 please.
In their defense, if I may, I mean, obviously in terms of airspace and weather and some of those elements of the Part 107, they're actually going to be very well versed.
Yeah.
At least in theory, they should know that
weather
stuff really
airspace,
well.
Yeah. But when it comes to controlling a drone...
Understand.
I've never met a pilot who could tell me how to emergency land a drone.
Sure. No, I understand.
I'm like, come on, what's the flight pattern? They're like, go! I'm like, so stop almost... saying that you're a really good drone pilot.
Yeah, I mean, I could see a separate test for the 107 for Part 61 holders that focuses on more drone-related information, but gives them the pass, for lack of a better word, on airspace, weather, and some of those
kinds
of things.
You know what I would love to see, Rob?
Tell me.
A practical test for everyone who applies for an RPIC, whether you're manned or you're someone who just trying to get a 107 license, you have to prove that you can fly, reverse orientation control.
So you're saying an in-person practical
turns,
test.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Emergency maneuvers, pre-flight, whole nine.
Yeah, I think the problem is the infrastructure that would take, but maybe we'll get to that point. I don't know.
Well, Patrick Egan and I agree on this subject from SUAS News, and I think that you're 100% right that the infrastructure doesn't exist for that to happen.
Right.
And I'm sure Earl is grinding his teeth right now at the FAA saying, we don't have the people to do that. We want to do that. We want it to. So just letting you know. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul. If you want the formula on living the drone life, check it out at droneyoubook.com. But anyway, thank you, guys. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Droneyou.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.